Conductors are reporting frequent robberies taking place along the train tracks running from French Lick to Cuzco. But WFIU's Regan McCarthy reports the only thing robbers seem to be taking is donations.
French Lick's century-old train station once served as a stop for as many as 13 trains a day, often carrying high rollers and big spenders like Al Capone for a dip in the area's mineral springs and a stay at the French Lick Westbaden Hotel. Today, that station is the centerpiece of the Indiana Railway Museum, and the cars pulling up to the platform carry a much different kind of clientele. But it's not just the trains that have riders excited today. Riders like sisters-in-law Hunter Smith and Denise Swartz.
You do know there's a robbery on that train. You've heard about that. Guess what?
They took my husband and my money.
Sometimes the trip is a pleasant one.
All aboard!
Rocking through the hills of the Hoosier National Forest. But today, and on many summer weekend days, something is amiss. Halfway through the trip, conductors have plans to meet up with a stagecoach to pick up more passengers and hand over some cash. But McKnight's Rangers, a group of volunteer bandits and horsemen who play on both sides of the law, launch an attack.
Throw down that money bag.
Terry McKnight is the captain of the crew as well as today's stagecoach driver.
After the holdup and they get the stagecoach out, we usually have a passenger or two in the coach while the marshals come charging in and shooting and riding and demanding them to throw their guns down. Of course, you know how outlaws are. They usually don't. They want to fight back, and they do. So it turns into a gun battle, which ends up down at Cusco because they run off with the money bag and the whole thing. And so they end up chasing them down that far before we have the final shootout.
And despite the criminal nature of the trip, Indiana Railway Museum President and General Manager Alan Barnett doesn't seem worried.
They'll be happy to hold a gun to your head, mom, dad, grandma, grandpa. They're equal opportunity robbers.
And the thieves do take money from passengers, but they're more like Robin Hood than like train robbers.
What we're trying to reproduce here is a typical 1920s to 1930s branch line railroad. Diesels didn't come into existence until the 1940s and 50s, so it's a little out of place with the type of cars that we have. Steam locomotives also had a great deal of character to tourist railroads. Young people come and they want to see something that goes chug-chug, and diesels certainly do not go chug-chug.
In fact, Barnett says train robberies have been a long-standing tradition in Indiana.
What we're doing is recreating the very first railroad holdup, which occurred up in Seymour, Indiana, of all places, back in the 1860s. The Reno Gang robbed what was then the O&M, the Ohio and Mississippi Railroad, robbed the Adams Express Company car, made off with about $10,000. Most people think of the Wild West as Kansas, Texas. It happened to be Indiana back in the 1860s.
Volunteers at the Railway Museum have been recreating the scene for more than 25 years as a means of supporting the institution. Funding comes mostly from ticket sales, although Barnett says the organization has also received about $2.5 million in Indiana Transportation Enhancement Grants, federal dollars administered by the Indiana Department of Transportation for historic preservation and transportation. For WFIU News, I'm Regan McCarthy.